You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Some random facts for you today.
All righty.
Krispy Kreme. You know Krispy Kreme, right? The donut shop.
Yeah, I know it. Yes.
Their most profitable location out of its 1,300 stores is in...
Dun, dun, dun.
Dublin, Ireland.
Whoa,
they
really?
They love their donuts in Dublin. Pulls in around $330,000 per week in revenue. That's a lot of donuts, man,
That's
when you think about it.
A lot of donuts in Dublin.
A pitcher named Hoyt Wilhelm made his Major League Baseball debut in 1952, hit a home run in his first at-bat. He played for 20 more years, had a total of over 400 at-bats, and never hit another homer.
Wow.
It's pretty weird for a pitcher, even in 1952, to hit a home run. Well, that maybe not. You know, there was Babe Ruth. He hit a few.
Was he a pitcher?
Yeah. Yes.
That's a random fact for me. I did not know that.
Hooters. Got
Hooters.
Its name, not the restaurant. The term Hooters got its name from a Steve Martin comedy routine where he said, quote, "I believe it's derogatory to refer to a woman's breasts as boobs, jugs, Winnebagos, or golden bozos. And you should only refer to them as Hooters," end quote.
All righty. So now we know.
All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Well, you might have heard about the brouhaha that surrounded the ousting of Gabrielle Union.
Oh.
And America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Both her and Julianne Hough.
How soon you forget.
They're both out of the show. Out.
They're out.
And they claim the culture at the show is allegedly racist and sexist. And claims that even the show creator Simon Cowell, not surprisingly, is a part of the culture on the show.
Maybe that's some innuendo. I said innuendo.
Innuendo. All right. SAG-AFTRA.
Yep.
They've opened an investigation.
No.
There's nothing to report this
nothing
time
to report?
As of yet.
Uh-oh.
But they're working with Gabrielle and her representatives and will take whatever steps are necessary that are appropriate.
I'm not a member of SAG-AFTRA, but from what I understand at this point, not the strongest of labor unions.
Well, I'm never going to win my Oscar to say my Oscar speech if I don't join SAG-AFTRA.
You got well. You need to get what you call the SAG card.
I do.
To get the SAG card, you got to act in something, and then you can apply for your SAG card. And then you give them money every year, just to keep your SAG card, and you hope that you get work to make up for the money you got to pay them. It's not much, but then at the end of the day, there's a little tiny retirement fund you can get from them. So,
oh, I need that.
Yeah, we need that. I mean, depending on how much work you get, SAG-AFTRA, not a very strong union. So I'm not sure how much they're going to be able to fix things over at AGT. Fixing.
Well, former America's Got Talent judge Howard Stern.
Dun, dun, dun.
So he blames Simon Cowell for the firing. And he says he just wants to bring in hotter and younger chicks on the show. Isn't Julianne Hough still in her 20s?
No, she's in her 30s. Look,
barely.
Julianne Hough and Gabrielle Union, without womanizing them, are very attractive women.
Yes, they are.
They are attractive women. They're on TV. They've got their SAG-AFTRA cards. They've got work. Well, they don't right now. Because they got fired from America's Got Talent. And I say we should boycott the damn show. Not like I'm watching it anyway.
Right?
Pretty easy for me to boycott it. Just in solidarity with our fellow entertainers.
Alrighty. Boycott done.
Okay. Because we are entertainers. Loosely, we are considered entertainers.
Loosely.
We're actually loosely based.
When
you think about this, this is going to blow your mind. Mind blown. We are actually in show business here on the radio.
There's no business
seriously.
Like
seriously, we
show
are.
Business.
So when you think about that, let your ego just kind of swell a little bit. And then you'll be like me, not able to get the head through the door.
I can't be like you, John Van Camp. I just can't.
Sure you can.
There's not enough room in this studio for two big egos.
We can build another one. We can build another one.
I could be in my own little studio.
Yeah, you could be outside the door.
Outside the door.
But the outside is big.
I'll be in the hallway.
It's really big. It's big out there. There's room for your ego out there. You just got to find room for the microphone. Meanwhile, get busy on that SAG-AFTRA card.
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars. Speaking of Dancing with the Stars, but not.
Oh, God.
Val Tremovsky and Sharna Burgess.
Yeah.
They will soon be dancing with strangers.
Not with stars.
Not
with. But with strangers.
Yes.
What's up?
So the DWTS pros and Mirrorball Trophy champions are joining the upcoming Fox dating series Flirty Dancing.
I love it. Flirty dancing. All dancing is flirty and dirty. Just ask my wife. That's how I won my wife. Not because I'm a great dancer, just because we danced. Stuff happens when you dance.
Well, what, she has danced with you as a stranger and thought, okay.
No, we danced a lot one night. And we had some drinks and, you know.
But she knew you.
And she knew me, but we were just friends. But then we danced. Flirty dancing, huh?
They'll be choreographers. And on this new show, complete strangers are each taught half of a dance routine. And then they meet for the first time on a blind date. And they'll dance together without saying a word.
That sounds...
I'm telling you.
Kind of grasping at straws there, huh, Fox?
Yeah. That's like, I know. They
it would
go
be different
if
it was like naked dancing.
And they can dance and...
I don't know.
Is this before or after the eight? Because they'll have bad breath like garlic. Okay, so they have to dance
the things
first.
Things you think of. Bad breath. Not the dance or whether they can dance, whether they can dance. And that the other part, didn't you say they're only going to be taught half the dance?
That's
what do
it
they
says.
Do for the other half?
Well, contestants will dance with each of two potential love interests before choosing the one with whom they have the strongest connection.
But if they're on a blind date,
how many people are on this date?
It's not like speed dating. You're going to have two dancers. So
it's speed dancing.
Speed dancing. Maybe.
Dancer number one.
Flirty dancing. I just like the name. I'm down with that. Flirty dancing. All right. With that. I'd like to flirty dance with Halle Berry.
I bet you would.
I got to think about that for a minute.
And you make sure you got to check your breath.
No, babe. No. I need some breath spray. All right. That does it for us today. Back with you again tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.